Okay, now we have to edit the GriefTP V1 client because the URL provided by the plugin is not correct with the URL for our deployed GriefTP service. So we have to do a little changes in the GriefTP client in order to run properly.